It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Now on today's show, we have a very special guest, Dr. Jack L. Cox, who wears many, many hats. He's the Chief Quality Officer of Hoag Hospital and an industry expert who's been widely published and speaks regularly about wellness, the quality of healthcare, and medication and safety. Welcome, Dr. Cox.
Thank you, Deborah.
Such a pleasure to have you today. Now, when you're not at the hospital making it safe and efficient, you're out in public speaking about things like wellness and medication safety. What are some of the main questions people come up and ask you after your speeches?
A lot of the questions are particularly from individuals who are going to their physician or coming to the hospital, and there are questions around what can I do as an individual, as a consumer, as a patient, to keep myself safe?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a big question that we hear all the time.
And what are some of the answers you give them?
Clearly, you never know when you might need a physician, particularly, accidents that happen and you end up in the emergency department. The challenges come particularly for individuals that may not be able to answer for themselves or are individuals who are on lots of different medications.
Sure.
So they come to the emergency room. The emergency room physician and nurses want to do the very best they can, but they don't know all the medical issues or medications that an individual may be on.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the easiest things that I tell individuals is if you're on any prescription medications or for that matter, any supplements that you're taking on a regular basis, carrying a list of those medications and supplements all the time in your wallet, on your iPhone, whatever,
mm-hmm.
so that an emergency room physician and nurse has access to that information. It's critical so that they don't give you a medication that could interact with that drug. And secondly, when you're going to your physician, particularly if it's a new physician, make sure that you not only take a list. I encourage individuals to gather up all their medications that they take on a regular basis, put them in a bag, and take them to the physician so the physician can actually lay eyes on them.
That's a great suggestion and one I would definitely not have thought of. Now, the list is such a simple and easy thing and really a life-saving thing.
There are many pharmacies, Deborah, that if you're going to a single pharmacy, they will print the list for you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
To make it so easy.
Great, great. Everybody should do that. Today. Don't delay. It could save your or someone you love's life. Now, speaking of medical records, I know we weren't, but it brings me to the thought because electronic medical records could also be so beneficial, and we're a little bit behind in that area in this country.
My own personal bias is that we're about a decade behind
in
information transfer. The idea that we don't have access to healthcare, important critical healthcare information that individuals have at their physicians' offices that could be vital to the physicians in the hospital that are trying to treat individuals, I think is a real shame and a deficit that we clearly have to approach in our country.
What do you think has been blocking that?
I think it's a number of issues. One, of course, is simply the cost. The cost of rolling out a major nationwide health information exchange, if you will, would be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Second is the reluctance, for whatever reason, of physicians, hospitals, and insurance companies to share the data that they each individually collect. Third is just the platform, the IT, information technology platform,
mm-hmm.
has not come up to the level that it is in other industry.
Okay, gotcha. And also the privacy factor, of
right,
course.
Right, of course. And of course, in healthcare, we're under some many, many constraints that other industry doesn't have to deal with.
Right. Well, let's hope it happens soon. Now, in any given week, 4 out of 5 American adults will use prescription medicines, over-the-counter drugs, or even dietary supplements of some sort. And here's what I think is a really surprising figure. About 1/3 of adults will take 5 or more different medications. I mean, no wonder, doctor, that there are a huge number of adverse drug events and injuries due to patient errors in taking their meds. How can we help prevent some of these events and injuries?
The fundamental question, I mean, you bring up such a great question, Deborah. A fundamental question is, do you really need to be on the medication in the first place?
Right.
Many, many individuals are taking medications that they had for one condition and continue to take it or take it sporadically. The second is make sure you're taking your medications appropriately. You know, if you look, those individuals with high blood pressure, only about 60% of those individuals are really taking their medication on a daily basis like they should, and about 40% aren't. So they go to their physician, their blood pressure's up, the physician adds a second medication, and you sort of get into a problem. The third is, I think you really need to ask yourself questions with regard to supplements that you take. There are instances where some of those supplements absolutely react to medications that you're on and could actually foster medication adverse effects.
I think a lot of people have trouble when they travel because, you know, they get in a situation where they're parted from their medication if they had to pack a whole bunch of them in their suitcase. Do you have any suggestions for the traveling patient?
Certainly, if it's a national travel, one of the things that you might ask is if the pharmacy that you're currently using to get your medication medications filled, particularly if it's a national chain, sometimes those pharmacies will, if you find yourself in a different city and you've forgotten your high blood pressure medication, you can go to a branch of that pharmacy and they actually will honor a prescription written in another state.
Oh, great.
Secondly is, you know, I advise patients that I've seen that have a long list of medications is put that list of medications along with your packing list.
Right.
So that you actually check off that, yes, I've got my high blood pressure medication, et cetera. And third, of course, making sure that you have a list of those medications that you're on. So if you find yourself somewhere, you know, without the medications you need, if you have to go to a physician in a different city or different state, at least you have a list of the medications you're on so that that individual can see clearly what you're taking.
Again, the list is key. I have a question here from Julie Ann. She's in Long Beach, and she says, my mother is in the hospital with a kidney issue. What questions should I ask her doctor regarding her medications prescribed?
I think it's you know, individuals that come into hospitals frequently abdicate, if you will, the responsibilities for the medications that they're getting. I encourage individuals to always ask the nurses and physicians, please show me a list of the medications that I'm supposed to be taking or my parent is supposed to be taking, and then also making sure that they're aware of the list of the medications this individual was on.
Mm-hmm.
Also doing some comparison. If you're on a medication for high blood pressure, even if the medication that you're taking in the hospital hasn't got the same name, you want to make sure that you're on a pill or a medication for your high blood pressure.
Right.
So that sort of that cross comparison, and even more importantly, is when you get discharged from the hospital, make sure that there's that medication reconciliation so that you clearly understand what medications from the hospital and which ones before I came to the hospital should I be taking.
And really have somebody who is clear-minded with you, because you leave the hospital, you're usually on pain medication and not thinking most clearly.
That is such a good point, Deborah. You're absolutely right. You need that individual who will be your advocate when you're being discharged from the hospital.
Right, right. Okay, even if you have to hire somebody for the day, because I know a lot of people, you know, all their best friends are in different states or whatever, and people are out of town, so there is somebody. Do you have any suggestions for people who might not have somebody clear-minded in their lives?
You know, I really don't. Frequently, the case managers in hospitals can help hook you up with someone that would help you in that vein.
That's
and
a
also
great idea.
Making sure that you check in with your local primary care physician.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, another great idea.
Don't hesitate to ask questions.
Okay. Speaking of questions, I have one from Jill in La Jolla. She says, are there some pills that you should never crush before taking?
There are. For example, some of the pain medications that individuals are on, the extended release pills, many of them are extended release because of the pill that they put the medications in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually the physical structure of the pill that allows the medication to leach out in a slow manner.
Right.
So by crushing them up, you get all the medication all at one time. So I would ask your pharmacist or your physician about which pills are safe to crush.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I'm going to have to stop you there. We've been speaking with Dr. Jack Cox, Chief Quality Officer at Hoag. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach. Please stay with us. There's much more ahead.